What is up, y'all? Happy Tuesday. You are blessed. I'm blessed. We all have a pulse, right? You're listening for a reason, right? Maybe to get a little uplift, a little encouragement for the day. It is such a blessing to be able to do this, to speak, just keep speaking. And I don't give up. I don't give up. We have falls in life, but faith is way bigger than that. Any fall. Doesn't matter what it is, shooting up drugs, going on a dying phase, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain, etc., etc., etc. Remember that movie, The King and I, etc., etc., etc.? Well, the King is King Jesus, and He is my Savior, and He did it all for you as well. You are no different than me. You are no different with that rescue story. So I want you to rise up, and if you already are a believer, maybe you're just weak in your faith. Maybe you've just kind of stepped away, and you know what? You need to be reminded that he doesn't leave. Like, He's your best friend. He's my best friend. He is. I never really had a relationship growing up. My parents, you know, taught me faith, but I really didn't listen, and I really didn't focus on, I talked to God and knew He created us and knew Jesus died on the cross, and still I'm new in Christ and learning, you know, some of the basic stuff. And it's okay saying that. I used to be kind of like embarrassed, like, oh my gosh, you know, not being able to, you know, just verbatim scripture and stuff like that. But it's okay. You be you. You be who He created you to be, and go into the Word and see that. And so, it's okay. But I never had that relationship. I never had that just reminder every single day that He has made this day for us, you know? And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Let me tell you about my night. So, let me tell you about the past 3 years. No, I'm just joking. I don't have enough time. I gotta go to work on the way. And I always, let me just bounce around for a minute. I always every morning say, you know, God, please put somebody in my path today that I can speak the gospel to, or just sharing, you know, Your love. And anybody that's going through any trials or tribulations, just reminding them that they're not alone. And, you know, that there is always hope. Hope does not disappoint. Romans 5:5, go there. So this past week, last week, I had a lot of symptoms. I was a little bit in a fall, you know, so I missed all week of work, and, you know, that was, you know, disappointing, but it's okay. You know, you fight through it, and I can say I was a little bit weak in the fight, you know, and the devil, you know, will come in when you are weak. The devil isn't responsible for everything in your life that has gone wrong. He didn't put that alcohol in your system. He didn't, like, shove it down, you know. He didn't do all those things that were hateful, those words. But he will see you weak when you have your weak moments. And he will when you have your body kind of trying to fail on you a little bit. He sees you as weak, and he goes in for the kill. Because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so That is his mission. But you have a purpose in this life, and that is for being prosperous. And God gives it all. Like, He already gave it all. He gave His one and only Son, you know? And that's with love. God is love. But this past week, so yeah, we got through that, but still going through some symptoms and stuff, right? And I'm like, I'm just like laughing, and I'm like, ha, 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 you know, I'm getting, whatever, body, shut up, like talking to my body. You have to speak life over yourself. The power in your words, the power in your prayer, it's everything in your life. So start now. I don't need to sell this to you. I'm sold out for God. That's it. Nobody can change that. And His love doesn't change. It remains the same. It is constant, wraparound, present. Thank you, Jesus. Wrap around presents. And it's a gift. His gift. But, yeah, so, and then yesterday at work, started having a swollen eye and was like, what is going on? And this morning, having sinus stuff, it was like, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, 3:30 in the morning, I'm like, okay, you know, started talking with my bro, Joe Ham, and he was up. He's up early in the morning. Started chatting with him, talking about God and just how thankful we are, even through these struggles. We're getting stronger. It says where Paul's walk is, you know, his walk, pretty strong right there. Go to that. See the thorn. See what struggles he went through. See before he came to Christ, what he did in his life. He murdered. You know, he committed so much hate. But that was not him. That was not who he was created to be. But you see in Paul, through the struggles, that is the portal to his power, God's power. Doesn't mean God is sitting there putting out, you know, cancer and stuff. He doesn't do that. He doesn't kill people. Come on. You know, this is the world. This is what we live in. But we have to make something of that. If we don't, then what are we doing? We're sitting in an existing stage where we're just, you know, idle. We're just sitting here. And whatever in your life is trying to come over you, you just say no right now. You take authority in Jesus' name. You speak life. Even if you feel weak right now, you have to make that step. You have the choice to have a chance for positive change in your life through Christ because you have a champion inside of you. You do. And I suggest you go to Champion Life and find the service that Pastor Gary, God rest, oh man, he's up with the Lord in his glorified body. We miss him. He went with the Lord a few months ago, but he did a service. Go look for Pastor Gary on Champion Life, Fort Walton Beach. When the battle turns, look for that one. You know, I posted it on Facebook because I was like, man, you know, we didn't have, we normally have 6 a.m. Zoom prayer, and we can find a way to get you on that too. It's awesome in the morning. It fuels your morning. Even if you're grumpy, like, well, I'm working on that still, God. But in this person, I wonder if they follow Jesus as close as they follow my bumper. I need to get that bumper sticker. But, and they got a bent up car. So I'm going to pray for this person behind me in Jesus' name. Seriously, you got to pray for people, y'all. Think about how many people have prayed for you. What have you gotten through in your life? Ask yourself that one question. I ask people that all the time. Like, look, what is the one thing that we would say is like the biggest thing that God has gotten you through? Even if it's childbirth. I mean, that's a lot. And that's a miracle. That's a miracle. That's beautiful. You know, miracle of life. But ask yourself that. But, you know, this morning I was just like, are you serious? So I started going to the Word. God was speaking majorly to me. So I had last week that was, you know, could have been really, really a significant week. I could have made more choices towards, you know, pushing harder, getting past that sickly stage and going to the Word and really reaching out to God because I know He's there. But I had weak moments. So, I mean, I'm a human. We're in this world, you know. But the goal in everyday life, because faith is a lifestyle, is to live in the spiritual realm. And that is right now, what I'm saying right now is, man, just wake up to win and say, I give it all to you, God. I'm ready. I'm ready for that change. I come to you, Jesus. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart, Lord, you have done it all. You died for our sins. You gave it all. You were resurrected, and I am resurrected with you, Jesus. Start your walk right now. Boom. Just that quick. And start talking to him, and God's got a, he's got a sense of humor. I mean, I'm going to do some podcast prayer comedy, PC times 3, podcast prayer comedy. And then there's something else. I don't remember the other PC, but I thought about that a long time ago. And yeah, so there's just so much that, you know, it's the unseen. You know, faith is walk by, you know, walking by it, not by sight, not what you're seeing visibly in front of you. And just think about what you have in front of you. What are you putting value on? A couple years ago, gosh, it'll be in February this next coming year, 3 years that I had a house fire and lost everything of mine, of my sons. And that actually was, I didn't mean to drop you. That saved my life. Like, my soul is still here. I was on my way to hell. But God saw that piece of me. And I had already accepted, you know, a lot of the pain. And I knew that the devil was in me, you know. And just with me always. But I knew God was watching. The eye in the sky. He's always up there. He doesn't leave in your absence. So you really just gotta have faith. You gotta believe. You gotta walk in it. What are you putting as valuable in your life? Are you putting the things that are seen or the unseen? Are you, you know, and it doesn't mean, yeah, we work for things. We're prosperous in this life. We are, we work hard and stuff like that. And we have nice things when we do. That's awesome. You know, you're proud of yourself and what you're doing and achieving in this life. Of course, challenges that you have, you know, just persevered through, but that hasn't been alone. So when you see that car that you just bought, or that new home that you just built, of course have pride in it, but thank God always. Praise Him. I think about it every day. I started a ministry of helps in our church, Champion Life. It was on my heart a while ago, a long time ago, after losing things, you know. And that's for the homeless, the people in need. And I need to just stop saying homeless. Because they always have a home. And that's in God's heart. And that's the same with you. But I think about it, you know, when my car is a mess or it looks like I'm living out of my car, going from church, going from here, going from there, helping this person, whatever. It's a blessing to help. I've always been that way. I thank God for making me this way. There were so many times that I didn't love myself. So I want you to see what gifts He has for you, what He's given already. But that, you know, in itself, I'm seeing my car, I'm seeing this, and you know, we do little complaints sometimes. It's like, man, some people don't even have a car. Some people don't have that. So what are we doing in this life? And what are you, if you are a faith person, you better get up right now, because that right there, walk. By faith, not by sight. That word walk actually means like left, right, left, forward, march, soldier, go. I can't wait to get into Clitus, soldier. I can't wait to get in it soon. And that's going to be more of the battles. And I'm definitely going to be going to those hard parts that I've avoided in the Bible about the battles. The blood and the, you know, it's about Jesus's blood, what He gave. But I'm the type of person, I don't want to, you know, read that, but it's necessary. And there are things that you need to see that are necessary. What are you doing in your faith life that is, making a change and reaching into yourself so you can reach out? I talked about this last night with a friend. I have so many things. I can look at a sign, an ATM, and you know, refer to faith. You know, what He's deposited. Actually, one of our pastors talked about that. Pastor Roddy, I believe, talking about it's already in there. Joy. Go to the ATM and go ahead and withdraw the joy, the peace of God. There's overflow there. But last night, speaking of tire pressure and cars and stuff like that with my friend Tim, I was talking about how, you know, there's different words that I want to, you know, go correlate and go into the word and stuff. I think people need visuals. But, you know, you put fix a flat in a tire, right? Sometimes that's useful. It serves the purpose of something. Temporarily, right? Well, that to me would be, let's go into life as in faith. Okay. You go to church, right? You wear that faith t-shirt that says Romans 5:5, whatever scripture is on there, and you're going to work. You're going and doing your daily, whatever you do in your life. And what are you doing with that shirt? What are you doing with church? That is a temporary thing that you are wearing for that moment, unless you wear it every single day. But are you actually preaching the gospel? Are you sharing that with somebody that you pass, that you just feel that tug and think, this person, even the homeless, like I said, the people in need, what are you doing with that fix a flat? Because it's temporary. You go to church, you receive. You don't go to spectate. I'm going to get real. Man, I'm so thankful for our pastors at our church. I've come a long way, and I'm thankful for God, of course, for showing me the boldness that you have to have. I'm going to start being a little more bold at times. I'm going to bring it down a notch, like my dad says sometimes, and watch my words, kind of edit myself, filter myself as much as I can. No, this needs to be non-filtered sometimes, right? Unfiltered. But some people just need a wave of hearing different things, the softness, because God wants to soften your heart. But also, God wants you to stand up, get up, wake up, and don't give up. Find what he wants to say to you by seeking in the word. And I hesitated and I backed up from the word so many times. Even after being saved, months and months and months, even mistakes, even, you know, just having to, and God, okay, God doesn't want you to sit there and condemn yourself. Go into the word and see that. You're going to have conviction. You're going to see, yes, you know, I am. You're going to have correction and be like, ooh, and you almost want to close your Bible and like, take a nap or something, but you have to hear it. You have to see it. You have to go be a doer of it, and not the bad stuff, but you have to correct yourself so you can share that with people and say, look, this is my testimony, and this is what I've gotten past, and it's not me. This is what God has delivered me from. This is what Jesus has shown me in my walk. This is what he saved me from. Redemption. He's restored me. Washed by the blood. I'm not going to come at you, bro, saying you're going to go to hell and da, da, da. That is old school stuff. That is the wrong school stuff. Wrong stuff taught. Even now, religion has messed stuff up. There's so many battles in religion right now. I go to non-denominational church. This is the ministry I'm in. And I'm not sitting there bashing Catholic or Baptist or anything. I'm not. But there is too much battle in that. And our battle should be in helping lost souls, not fighting each other, fighting for God, showing people that they have a chance in this world. So yeah, it's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to get up. I've been disabled for a long time. I'm not now. That person's dead and gone on a walking cane. I just turned 39 years old last weekend, I think it is. Yeah, I don't know. Are we in August? Happy August, I think we are. July 23rd. Praise God. That's just a number, really. But my birth really was when I was saved a couple years ago and came to Christ and started that relationship. Because I'm a miracle to be here. I was on a dying phase. I've been to God's light. But God is continually speaking to me. So I can be a doer of the word. So I can help. One, if it's even, you know, leaving the 99 sheep behind that are fine. Just for that one soul. I'm going to wander off to find that person. And I'm going to ask the Lord, please put that person in my path. But if you are that person right now, I'm just going to pray for you. I'm getting emotional because I know what it feels like. I've slept with crowbars underneath my pillow. I've had things pulled on me, guns. I used to shoot up drugs. And that Kristen is dead. Like I said, disabled. Like, the list goes on, y'all. The stories I say is like true, but it's like, wow, I can't believe that, but I can. So, Heavenly Father, I come to you today, thanking you, Lord, for this day that you have given us each and every day, each and every breath, each and every breath. I thank you for the love that you are going to show this person today, whoever is listening, the listeners, and just reminding them that they are worthy of your love. And I pray for their strength. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in Jesus' name. In Psalms 18:18, Lord, when they were at their weakest, their enemies attacked, but you've held on. You've held on each and every time. And you don't give up. You're present right now. I ask Holy Spirit, your hugs, Holy Spirit, are just amazing. I ask that you come to them right now. And you just give them a hug. And you remind them you are their comforter, their intercessor, their defender, the truth. And you show them that they need to open up their Bible today, the book of life, and see who they really are. I pray for their strength through this day, and they just give it to God. They surrender all that stuff that is burdening them. They say, God, I give it to you. You've given it all. You continue to bless me. I woke up this morning, and I love you. In Jesus' name. I gotta go get some coffee. And, you know, just, you are not alone, ever. So wake up to win. Let's go.